Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Phil Rosenthal. He's best known as the creator of the hugely popular sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. The show won more than a dozen Emmys during its 9-season run and continues to air in syndication across the globe. But now Phil is bringing his signature sense of humor to the world of food. He's the host of Somebody Feed Phil, a new Netflix travel series. But today, however, we're here to explore his musical inclinations. We've asked him to choose 5 songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my absolute pleasure. Love the show. I happen to love music. I'm not going to sing. Maybe later. But wow, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, very cool. Well, what's the first track you got for us?
I went in chronological order of influence in my life. I was born in 1960, so that was a huge influence on me. But my mother had an album, and usually she only had opera in the house.
Okay.
None of those albums were influential. They were only influential in getting me to shut the door and go to my room. But she had one album. She was a huge fan of Danny Kaye. Mm. She loved Danny Kaye, and this album came out 2 years before I was born. And it was a child-like album. In other words, it was geared for children, but it had a huge production because Danny Kaye, I hope the listeners check him out because, you know, stars disappear. We don't hear about Danny Kaye that often. When was the last time you heard that name?
It's been a while.
Yeah. So he was very, very sweet and very talented and had such an enormous heart. But this was an early record. And the track is Mommy, Gimme a Drink of Water. And it has a New York accent. And I was born in Queens. And as I'm going to say 2-year-old, maybe 3-year-old, this song struck me. It was the name of the album and it was the name of the song. And what it is a little boy, probably around 2 or 3, alone in his bed, calling out for his mom. And who doesn't identify with that? It's primal. But this is a 100% relatable. It's almost like an aria of the depths of a little kid trying everything to get his mom back in that room. I kind of get emotional listening to it again because it's so sweet and so relatable, identifiable of what everyone goes through, that loneliness. It is calling out for your mommy. What more primal thing is there?
Let's get primal with Danny Kaye with Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water.
Mommy, Mommy, give me a drink of water. Seymour's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself.
And that was Danny Kaye with Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water. So moving from Danny Kaye doing a kid's song, we're now moving into Broadway with something from the Tony-winning show West Side Story.
I'm sure I'm not the first guest you've had in here who said that their early influences were what their parents listened to,
sure.
Right? So I'll never forget this. My mother said that in 1957 there was a new Broadway show opening, and she went to this show as a young woman, and it was the only time at intermission she bought tickets to see it again. That's unusual. And so we had the original cast album for West Side Story in our collection. Again, it was one of the only pop culture albums in our house that was an opera. That was the pop culture. Danny Kaye, West Side Story. That was it. This song on this record was also funny. It's the only one in the show that is comic relief. G. Officer Krupke.
Was at this stage, were you sort of thinking about your future life? And was comedy something that was important to you?
Yes, very important. My father was hilarious, and my mother was funny, too. That was the way we communicated in the house. We were either yelling or laughing. That was it. We were living in the Bronx now, and comedy was just, that was just the currency at the dinner table. That was how you did, and I loved television. I loved it. I watched The Honeymooners, they were already in reruns when I was a boy, mm-hmm. But I just wanted to be Art Carney. I could imitate him, and I could imitate Jackie Gleason, and I knew the shows by heart because they were rerun every night. I loved it so much. and you just see funny people, you want to be them. And so you imitate them. That's the first leg up in the show business world. Make your parents laugh, and if they have guests come over, try to make them laugh so you can stay up a little later and maybe get some cake. Right? So that was it. And I found that if I could act out these things, these scenes from The Honeymoon Resort, G. Officer Krupke or something. But G. Officer Krupke, I remember, oh, here, the show is stopping now for something funny.
Well, here it is from West Side Story. It's G. Officer Krupke.
Hey, you!
Who, me, Officer Krupke?
Yeah, you! Give me one good reason for not dragging you down to the station house, you punk!
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get.
That was Gee, Officer Krupke from West Side Story, a portal song from our guest Phil Rosenthal. Now you've got a hardcore pop culture song next on your list.
Oh, yeah. You know, if I was to go in my room and create my own entertainment, right? Here's a radio, and now you get to choose what you want. Opera is blasting in the other room. Every Saturday afternoon, that opera's coming on, and I actually was told, don't make noise, right? So I'm in my room, and it's 1964, I want to say, and here come the Beatles. So how do you not respond if you're a kid to I Want to Hold Your Hand? The other thing I loved about them was their sense of humor. This was not serious time. This was fun time. Fun, and they were funny.
Well, here's an AM radio staple. It's the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Got that something I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy.
That was the Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand, as selected by our guest, Phil Rosenthal. The next song you picked is something of a fast one, I would say.
Yes.
Classic from Elton John.
Yes. So I'm 13 when the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album comes out. And I just thought it was a masterpiece. Even at 13, I'm like, this now, this is the evolution of the form. This guy, whoever this Elton John character is, this is amazing. And then you see him, and wow, is he hilarious. I mean, he had a real sense of fun about himself. He is the least likely looking rock star in the world, I think, right?
Sure.
He's kind of pudgy and short, and he's got big glasses, and he just played it up. I didn't know what gay was. I didn't know that that's what was happening. I just thought, this guy's dressing up like a character and was hilarious and didn't take himself or the music seriously. But damn, if this song is not one of the best rock and roll songs of all time.
Well, here's an example from Elton John. It's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. That was Elton John, co-written with the classic Bernie Taupin with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Now, the last track you've got for us, something of a more of a tough guy.
Exactly right. So when I first hear Bruce Springsteen, the first cut I hear is Born to Run when I'm 15. Okay, now I'm listening to Elton John. And here comes, it actually scared me a little bit. What the hell is this? But then I saw maybe a clip, there were no videos, but I saw something or I heard a concert and I heard the fun that he was having and I heard that he wasn't so serious either and that he loved rock and roll and that he was the personification of rock and roll.
Now you're talking about 10th Avenue Freeze Out.
Yes.
Which is kind of the story of the band in a way.
Yes, yes, and it almost struts down the street of 10th Avenue. You know, it's got this power and glory and everything that is Bruce Springsteen. The reason I love him above everybody else in the world of music is because he encapsulates a spirit and a feeling of joy. It's like, I wish I was a tenth as good at what I do as Bruce Springsteen is at what he does. And yes, it is the story of the band. And now, when he does that song, I was lucky enough to see the Broadway show. He does that song at the piano, and he stops in the middle to talk about Clarence. And there's a break in the song where he says, and the big man joined the band, and brings the house down.
Sure, yeah. Well, here it is, Bruce Springsteen with 10th Avenue Freeze Out. And the big man joined the band. That was Bruce Springsteen from the classic Born to Run album with 10th Avenue Freeze Out. At what point does food sort of enter your life? Because that seems to be such a big focus for you with the new TV show at the moment.
You know, food is food and music, laughs, travel. These are the joys in life, right? Combine them all, you got a night. And I'm just so lucky is the overriding word in my life. Very, very lucky. In fact, when my brother heard I was going to get a show like this where I travel the world and eat, he said, really? What are you going to call the show, The Lucky Bastard?
Well, Phil, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your musical picks with us.
I love it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts.